ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, 18th chapter, titled Maharaj Parikshit cursed by a Brahmana boy. Text number 6. Asmin hahani yadhaiva
Yasmin hahani
yadhaiva
Yasmin hahani yadhaiva
Bhagavan utsa sargagam
Bhagavan
utsasarchat gam
tadaivehanuvrittasau
adharma prabhavakali adharma prabhavakali Yashmin hahani yariva
Yashmin hahani yariva
Bhagavan utsa sarjagam
Bhagavan utsa sarjagam
Tadaive tadaive anuvrittasau adharma prabhavakali
adharma prabhavakali
yasmin
on that
ahan very day yati eva
in the very moment
Bhagavan, the personality of
Godhead,
Utsa Sarja, left aside, Gam, the earth, Tada, at that time, Eva, certainly, Iha, in this world, Anuvritta, follow, Asau, E, Adharma, irreligion, Prabhava, accelerating. Kali, the personality of quarrel. So interesting enough, Srila Prabhupada said. The personality of quarrel. So translation. This very day and the moment the personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, left this earth, the personality of Kali, who promotes all kinds of irreligious activities, came into this world. So we'll read the translation effectively. The very day and moment the personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, left this earth. The personality of Kali, who promotes all kinds of irreligious activities, came into this world. Translation by His Divine Grace, purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. The personality of Godhead and His holy name, qualities, etc., are all identical. The personality of Kali was not able to enter the jurisdiction of the earth due to the presence of the personality of Godhead. And similarly, if there is an arrangement for the constant chanting of the holy names, qualities, etc., of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there is no chance at all for the personality of Kali to enter. That is the technique of driving away the personality of Kali from the world. In modernized human society, there are great advancement of material science, and they have invented the radio to distribute the sound in the air. So instead of vibrating some nuisance sound for sense enjoyment, if the state arranges to distribute the transcendental sound by resounding that holy name, fame and activities of the Lord, as they are authorized in the Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, then a favorable condition will be created. The principles of religion in the world will be re-established. And thus, the executive heads who are so anxious to drive away corruption from the world will be successful. Nothing is bad if properly used for the service of the Lord. Om Agyana Timarantasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Vimilatamena Tasmai Shri Gurudeva Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yama Dutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahi Tadati Sabha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadhi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna. So, Srila Prabhupada is saying here that the Lord's holy name, qualities and pastimes, right, they are all identical. So, why it's identical? In what sense Srila Prabhupada is saying? It's identical because they are all Lord's spiritual energy. The Lord's name, the Lord's form, the Lord's qualities and the Lord's pastime, they are all spiritual because Krishna is completely spiritual. There is no material things in Krishna. Absolutely no material things. So, whenever and wherever you come in contact with the Lord, it's completely spiritual. That is why you see that when you chant the Lord's holy name or hear stories about the Lord and His pure devotees, it's not different. Lord and His pure devotees, then you will be established on the transcendental mode or transcendental platform or mode of pure goodness. In the material world, there are three modes: goodness, passion, ignorance, right? And it will, what it will do? It will hold the a living entity and it keep harassing them with the three modes because there is a competition happening between the three modes. Krishna explains in the 14th chapter. There is a competition between the modes. For example, if I am in the material energy or if I am associating with the material energy, for a minute I will be in the mode of goodness. I will be saying, okay. Next minute, mode of passion. What is mode of passion? Unlimited desires. Oh, I want a house. I want a good car. I want a good job. Right? Immediately, because there is a competition, it will pull you down. Then, next minute is mode of ignorance. What is mode of ignorance? Exactly opposite to the mode of goodness. So what is mode of goodness? Mode of goodness means sense control and always happy. Sense control and always happiness. Mode of ignorance means no sense control, unhappy. So it will pull you down. That means sense control. Oh, there is a Bollywood movie. Let's go for it. Okay? Let's take a little bit of coffee. Just a little. See, all this sense gratification, right? So what happens? It will pull you down. Because you are having senses, or sense gratification, which is fleeting, which is flimsy, or which is very, very shallow. So what happens? The mind wants again and again. Right? Because it's constantly, you know, it's endeavoring for it. And also, the other thing is, the senses will not be happy anyway. Because you're having a pleasure, you're seeing a senses and the sense object is lodged in the mind, and after some time you forget it. Again, the mind wants that. Because of that, what happens? It's constantly driving the mind. I want that, I want that. And you taste it, you'll be happy for the minute. Again, the senses want same pleasure. You can never satisfy the sense. We might have tried, you know. We can see any movies, you know. Today someone may see one movie, and tomorrow two movies, and day after four movies. They're never happy. How come when they saw one movie, they're not happy? When they saw four movies, also not happy. 24 hours movie, also not happy. Why? Because the senses wants, give me more. It's like a fire. You put in the fire, however more quantity you put, it wants again and again. In the same way the senses want, eyes want, give me more. When the more is there, how can you be happy? Right? So the mode of ignorance is opposite to the mode of goodness, which is sense control and happiness. Automatically, when the senses are free, right, from the sense object, naturally the mind is happy. Because, say for example, each time the mind is saying, do that, do this, you know, it's pulling. My eyes wants to see. My ear wants to see some songs. Hear some songs. The tongue wants to eat variety of food. And each of the senses, when it is driving, how can we be happy? Can never be happy. That's what Krishna is saying. Be situated on the transcendental platform. Don't be on the three modes of material nature. Because goodness may be good, but it's not going to last forever. It's not going to last forever. One can never be happy. One can never be in the mode of goodness for a continuous period of time. He may be in the mode of goodness for a few hours, or maybe a day. Next day he has to drop down, because there's a competition between the modes. You cannot stay. Hence Krishna says, go beyond the three modes and situate yourself on the transcendental mode, the mode of goodness. How did he do that? It's very easy to say, isn't it? We rise above the three modes and, you know, be situated in transcendental mode. Because this advice Krishna gives to Arjuna, Traigunya Vishayaveda Nistraiguna Bhavarjuna. The modes, the three modes of material nature always trouble you. So rise above the three modes and situated. Even Arjuna is saying, why does he say to Arjuna? Because Arjuna is a Lord's devotee and friend. If you become Lord's devotee, you will naturally become his friend. And then you can take his advice. If you don't become a devotee, you are not Lord's friend, and hence you cannot take his advice. So if you situate on the transcendental level, then you are free. Krishna says, then the hankering and the lamentation will not be there for the material energy. How do you do that? Prabhupada is saying, the very first sentence, by chanting the Lord's holy name, qualities, etc. Because they are all Lord's spiritual energy. There is no difference between Krishna and his name. Non-identical. No difference. Krishna and Krishna's name, because everything in the spiritual world is conscious. In the material world, yes, there is a differentiation, duality. But in the material world, in the spiritual world, everything is conscious. This stone will speak to you, the spiritual world. But here, it is a material matter. Okay? Nothing will talk to you. But the soul enters into the matter, and then we are talking. I am talking because the soul is there. I am the soul living in this body. The body is a covering. I am not this body. From chapter 2 onwards, the Lord is hammering this point, right? I am a person, a soul, eternal living entity, trapped into this body. Hence, you see me talking, you know, body language, moving my hands, legs, everything. But I am not this body. Right? What happens if you associate with the material energy? You know that you are the body. You will think you are the body. It's natural. If you go to a cool room, you will feel cold. If you are in the material energy, that is the trick of the material energy. It will make you think that you are the body. Oh, this is my eyes. My body. That you think. But if you connect to the Lord by chanting Krishna's name, by hearing Krishna's stories, by talking about Krishna's qualities, pastimes, associating the devotees, taking up spiritual activities, associating with the devotees, they are part of the Krishna, then yes, you know that you are the soul. And then, you are no longer attracted to the sense objects anymore. Right? So, as I said, Krishna, there is no tinge of materialness in Krishna. It's absolutely nothing. Krishna is completely spiritual. His body and soul is completely spiritual. Everyone else is a combination of body and soul. Body and matter and spirit. Everyone else, including the demigods. Only Krishna is spiritual, body and soul. Because we are also body and soul. But our soul, as we know, is spiritual. But the body is completely material. Why? Because the body, Krishna explains in 7.4. Bhumi apo nalo vayu kam buddhi mano evacha ahankara itiyam me bhinna prakriti astata. Earth, fire, water, air, ether, mind, intelligence, false ego, all these constitute my separated energy. So the material energy is also the Lord's separated energy, which comprises of 8 in number, Krishna is saying. So why does Krishna say it is separated energy? Because Krishna is the Lord's energy, but Krishna is aloof from that. Right? He's not really bothered about the material energy, because the creation goes on, because of Krishna's power. You know, it's material energy, it's his energy, it goes on. But it is separated because it gives a separate existence. If you do devotion service, you are connected to Krishna, and then you know that you are Jivere Swarupoi Krishnere Nitya Das. You know that you are a servant of Krishna, if you do devotion service. But what happens if you don't do devotion service? You are a separate, I am a separate, I am the body, I am a mother, I am the father, I and mine will come into existence. Right? I am a separate, yeah, I am working, I am doing, I am taking care of my family, I am doing everything I want. But who are you? You are without, you are nothing without a soul. As long as the soul is there, I am able to talk. The moment the soul is withdrawn, my body is thrown. It's a rubbish. It's burnt. The air will go back to the air, the water will go back, the fire will go back. What am I? What is the use of this existence? Right? It is put into a package. And the soul is the main thing. Okay? The moment the soul goes, the body disintegrates and it goes back to the material elements. Bhumi, apo, nalo, vayu. Then what is your existence? But Krishna's existence is not like that. It is permanent. We are temporary. We exist only for 50 years, 60 years. And if there is a heart attack, 50 years finished. Right? So this is our existence, I and mine. Right? But material energy is there always. Okay? Whether you are devotee or non-devotee, it doesn't matter. Material energy will have its play on you. Right? That is because we are embodied. The soul has taken up this body, so we are embodied. So we have to interfere with the material energy. So we can't help it. So we have to be watchful. Now, Srila Prabhupada is talking about in the presence of the personality of Godhead, and similarly if there is an arrangement of the constant chanting of the holy name. Prabhupada is mentioning. Now, why does he say constant chanting of the holy name? Just give an example. Haridas Thakur. He did not have any material possession, right? Constantly his possession was always chanting chanting of the holy name, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So what happened because of that? Maya Devi came personally to test him, to entice him. But nothing happened. Because the good news is, Krishna's material energy is inferior to the Lord's spiritual energy. In other words, the Lord's spiritual energy is superior. The material energy is inferior. So Maya cannot play fool on you when you are chanting. Good news. The Lord's spiritual energy is superior. So as long as you are in contact with the Lord's holy name, the Lord's pastime, the Lord's service, the Lord's devotees, Maya cannot touch you. Because it's inferior. But the moment you are not in touch with Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's chanting, your material energy will touch you. This is a thumb rule, you have to know, every one of us. That is why Krishna says, Satatam Kirtayantra. Always chant Krishna's name. Or think, or do. That's why Srila Prabhupada established International Society for Krishna Conscious. 24 hours, you may not be able to think of Krishna. Do work for Krishna if you can't think. Or offer your results to Krishna. In that way, you are always connected to the Lord. Spiritual energy. Then the material energy becomes weaker. Right? So Haridas Thakur was not tested. Why? Constantly was chanting. Even Maya Devi herself cannot come and entice him because of constant chanting of the Lord's name. So Lord's name, so powerful. So what is the material energy, right? So the material energy, what does it give you? It will give you birth, death, old age, disease, life and death, which is mortal, right? But what is Bhagavad Gita giving you? Bhagavad Gita is giving you the knowledge of immortality. What is immortality? No more life, no more death, no more old age, no more disease. Even the best doctor, our doctor is also a devotee, Mahatma doctor. But if I say, Mahatma Prabhu, please doctor, I don't want birth, don't want disease, no old age, no death. Please, can you do that? I'll give you $1 million. Can you do that? You can't do that. Then what is the use of, you know, the so-called doctors, you know? They touch your body. If there is a skin problem here, they dig it here, you get some knee problem. Or some bone problem. If there's a bone problem, they break the bone and they give you aspirin or something, you get stomach problem. So they're fixing up the one part of the body to other part. That's what they're doing basically, you know? They'll never come to cure you. Not this doctor. Yes, brother. Questions at the end, if you don't mind. Yeah. So basically, you know, they are playing on your body, because Krishna says, "Yantra Rudaya Mayaya." In the 18th chapter, what does Krishna say? The body is a machine. Isn't that good news for us? Body is a machine, right? Like a car, you know, we are walking on the leg, we are working, we are thinking. The only thing is, everything is material except the soul. Right? It is a machine. See, someone will say, what do you think? I am a material. I am thinking. I have got intelligence. The computer is also thinking. When you start, use your password, you know, the computer thinks. And then it gives you a logon. Is it not computer thinking? Is it spiritual? Material. So why the mind and intelligence are also material? Krishna explains. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, false ego. Bhumi, apo, nalo, vayu, kam, buddhi, mano, evacha, hamkara, ityame, binna prakti. Eight material separated energy. It has got nothing to do with the Lord. So material, so in this body, the mind and the intelligence, that is also material. If someone thinks mind and intelligence is spiritual, then they are material. So mind, so we are all the time thinking, no? That is also material. Because a computer can also think. Computer can do better calculation, right? 99 times 99, it will take 8 hours for you. The computer, a second. So the computer in one way is better. No disease for the computer. But it's got virus. So, they can't help it. Material energy is like that. So the Bhagavad Gita only gives you the knowledge of immortality. No birth, no death, no old age, no disease. Bhagavad Gita gives you that. No other science. No Monash University gives you that. No Melbourne Uni gives that. All will give you money, dollars only. But no more liberation. So in the purport also, Srila Prabhupada talks about irreligion, isn't it? Srila Prabhupada says, in the translation, isn't it? Yeah. Who promotes all kinds of irreligious activities. So, Kali is there to promote irreligious activity. Right? So, what is irreligious activity? Srila Prabhupada elsewhere, he says, irreligious activity means animalistic life. See? Prabhupada is very bold in saying that. How one can say this? Huh? Irreligious activity means animalistic life. Elsewhere he says, not here. Then he says, indeed, human life begins when there is religion. Okay? So, he concludes, eating, mating, sleeping, defending, they are all pillars of animalistic life. What is the current civilization doing? The modern civilization. Eating, sleeping, mating, defending. That means animalistic society. Nothing to do with spiritual, you know. They may be in the human body, but nothing to do. You know? There's nothing to do with spiritual. They're just enjoying the senses, that's it. So, this is the pillars of spiritual animalistic life is eating, sleeping, mating differently. And in Kali Yuga, where we are very, very unfortunate. One sense is that you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there, he introduced a holy name. Other than that, Kali Yuga means very, very unfortunate situation. There is scarcity for everything. And we are so unfortunate. I'm going to talk about that, our situation, in a minute. But before that, the scarcity, you know, everything there is a scarcity, is there? So I was just thinking, that day, you know, those days, you know, when I was, childhood to boyhood, boyhood to youth, youth to adolescent, adolescent to old age, I've come to old age. Now old age to death, only one is there. But when I was in childhood, I was also having a childhood body. Everyone believe that? I had also childhood body. So when I was taking shower in India, the whole month, you know, we used to pay $11, 11 rupees, which is about 20, 25 cents. That's it. Per month, that's a bill, water bill. I remember. My dad used to say, oh, you guys are using too much of water. I have to pay for 11, 14. It has come from 11 to 14 rupees. Now, the other day, I know, when I come to the temple and all, I have to take showers and all that, you know, Brahminical means again 2 showers minimum. So, my water bill has gone to $275. I was thinking, what's happening? Kali Yuga, see, scarcity. Now, after 5 years, I think $275 is better. Because it will go to $500. Right? The president, the ex-president of India, Abdul Kalam, he predicted in 2060. Where are we now? We are in 2013, right? Another 47 years, right? He predicted that such a scarcity of water that the government military will be guarding all the water tanks. Anyone who try to steal water and take a water and sip it, he'll be shot dead. What a scenario. The president, so he is not a fool, right? The president. And he has got no spiritual sense whatsoever. But he knows the material scarcity he can predict. That you don't need any spiritual activity. The material scarcity you can predict. He put a graph or something and he predicted. 2060, water scarcity, he is talking about India. Okay? Water tanks are guarded by the military. If someone has got a bomb or something, they don't care but water. At that time, don't worry. The pharmaceutical company will make a paper that, where you can rub it with alcohol and put it. You know, that is the thing. Alcohol is a disinfectant anyway. So there is no water. You take a piece of alcohol, like a tissue, you know. There will be, each family will be given one box. Every day, take, you know, wipe it with alcohol. That's it. That's what is going to happen. Right? If there is no Sankirtana Yajna, this is what is going to happen. Yeah. But anyway, so hopefully, you know, we will be changing bodies. But if the spiritual body is good, the material body again, that's why we have to be very, very careful. Material life means changing bodies. Boyhood to childhood, childhood to adolescent, adolescent to old age to death. Again, one more body. Changing bodies. Because that's what you wanted. Unless the mind, intelligent, false ego is free of material contamination, the gross body will exist. Krishna is saying that if you want your gross body to go away, then the subtle body, mind, intelligence, false ego should be completely clear, should be free of material contamination. Then the gross body will not exist. But as long as the mind you are thinking of computer, this one, that one, material energy, one more gross body is waiting for you. It's just a matter, the soul finishes this body and leaps into another body. We have been changing bodies from time immemorial. Right? So that is why I said, I'm going to talk something not very good, not very pleasant for you guys. So, this is our unfortunate situation in Kali Yuga, because in other sampradaya, you know, they have got a process to go. Now, they don't even know the process, except, you know, the process introduced by Srila Prabhupada. Otherwise, you know, very, very difficult, right? So, they don't have a process. how to go back, you know. So there will be loitering. Brahmanda, Brahmite, Kaun, Bhagyavan, Jiva. Constantly. Universe after universe. Bodies after bodies. Animal to trees. Tree to insect. Insect to flies. Flies to birds. Birds to humans. Human to animals. Constantly. Changing. Change is the only permanent thing. That's what they say these days. Why everything is changing? Change is the only permanent thing. Look at their concept, you know. We are saying we don't want change. They are saying change is always permanent. So change the bodies. Okay? So what is our unfortunate situation? The unfortunate situation is Kali Yuga. If there is no chanting of the holy name of the Lord, that is most unfortunate situation. So, a small superficial change in the consciousness is not going to take anywhere. Little bit of chanting, little bit of devotion service, little bit, this is not going to take us anywhere. Why? Because the soul's natural position is Jivere Swarupur Krishnere Nitya Das. Unless you know that you are a servant of Krishna, it is very, very difficult to nullify this subtle body. So, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, very, very serious one, 20.117, he says, Krishna Bhuli Se Jiva Anadi Bahirmukh Ata Eva Maya Tara Deha Samsara Dukh. What is that? What is it? Very, very powerful statement. Right? Chaitanya Charitamrita, by Krishna Dasa Kaviraja Goswami, at the age of 97 or something he wrote. What a powerful statement. You know, what is Krishna Bhuli Se Jiva? For people, those who have forgotten Krishna, Anadi Bahirmukh. Anadi means from time immemorial. What is Bahirmukh means? Showing your face to Krishna. Showing your back to Krishna. I'm not looking at Krishna. I'm showing my back to Him. Showing your back to Krishna. For those people, Atayeva, therefore, Maya Tera, what is the Lord's Maya Shakti? What is He doing? Maya Tera gives Samsara Dukh. Repeated birth and death. Just one thing only, say that. It, we can talk hours together. But one thing. Just by forgetting Krishna and showing your back towards Krishna, what do you get? What is the price you get? Repeated birth and death. So, people have forgotten Krishna and showing the back to Krishna and imitating Krishna's position. For them, what Maya is doing? Maya is creating a position in the material world under illusion, because a spirit soul cannot enjoy matter. A spirit soul can enjoy matter only in the presence of material energy and the covering. See, if I am a spirit soul, how can I enjoy matter? I cannot enjoy. But if I have a body, I can enjoy. Through the body, I can do whatever things I want. So a spirit soul, I am a living person in this body, I can enjoy my body only in the material energy, not in the spiritual energy. Right? So the spirit soul who are showing their back towards Krishna, for them, the Maya Shakti, the Lord's illusory energy, is giving a position in the material world to imagine or to be like Krishna. Why be like Krishna? My material energy tells you are all tiny Krishnas. You are the controller and enjoyers. Do whatever you want. We are actually imitating Krishna's position. But who is the controller and enjoyer? Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. Krishna is the supreme controller and he is the supreme enjoyer. But in the presence of the illusory energy, we think that we are the controller and enjoyer, and because of that you get repeated birth and death. See? How Maya Shakti is giving you a beautiful position to imagine as Krishna or like Krishna or Krishna's position as a controller and enjoyer, and I am the center of everything. Everything is revolving around me. See? Look at my family. I am earning. I am doing. I am building a house. I am the center of the universe. See, this Maya Shakti. And for that, what is your price you are getting? Samsara Dukh, repeated birth and death. You cannot avoid material energy because you are embodied. So So that is how it is coming. But, so what is the root cause of the problem? Is it mind? Is it intelligence? Is it the false ego? What's the root cause? But we think that mind is a problem for anything, right? That's what we think. But the root cause is not at all mind. It is the false ego. The core. False ego. That's the core of the problem. So the false ego is the root cause of our existence, material existence. You have to go to the root. If the false ego is not adjusted, changing bodies, you cannot do that. Okay? So, quickly, you know, we see how this false ego is coming onto the spirit soul. Right? It's worthwhile, very quickly. Now, what happens? It's explained in the third canto. The fundamental principles of material nature. Kapila Muni is explaining. Right? Actually, in reality, the root cause of material problem is not material, it's spiritual. It is Krishna. If you know Krishna, then there's no material energy. But people don't know. So actually the root cause of the problem is Krishna. In the sense that to avoid it is Krishna. But anyway, in the third canto, Kapila Muni is explaining the fundamental principle of material nature, that how the material energy is created, material world is created. Okay? There's a cloud that's sitting on the effulgence of the Lord's energy. Mahavishnu. Lord has got energy, right? Three states. Material. So the cloud is sitting on the Lord's effulgence. It's almost a grey area. It's not material, it's not spiritual. Almost on the border. Right? So that is known as Pradhan. So the Lord glances the Pradhan. When he glances, what happens? Out comes the living entity with the karma. We are all once upon a time, during Pralaya, in the Lord's body. So we come out and go into the Pradhan. So with the time, what happens? The Pradhan, the Lord's glance, the Pradhan is transformed onto Mahatattva, which becomes very effulgent and becomes a golden egg. This is a creation of the material world, golden egg. So what happens? The first thing that comes out of the Lord's glance is consciousness. Consciousness, soul. That is what it comes. So if Lord Vishnu does not look at that the cloud, then nothing will happen. It is a Lord's, because Krishna says, I am the seed-giving father. So the glance of the Lord is so powerful that everything starts working. Okay? The consciousness is the first thing to come. But what should come immediately when the consciousness is there in the material world? One that covers the consciousness will appear next, immediately after the consciousness appears. What is that? That is the false ego. Right? See, when the consciousness comes in the material world, something to cover the consciousness immediately comes. Otherwise, the consciousness is very clear. It is pure state. So the false ego comes and immediately covers. Or it stands to identify you are a man, you are a lady. You are a man, you are a lady. See? False ego. Finish. The soul is covered. Trapped. If the false ego is not there, all will be spirit souls. There's no difference. Because as a spirit soul, it doesn't matter, man's body or woman's body. We are all same. There's no difference. But because of the false ego, one gets man's body, one gets woman's body. Attraction. Material image. That's how it happens. So the Lord is explaining, Kapila Muni is explaining to his mother, this is a basic attraction. In the material world, it's an attraction between man and woman. That is the basic fundamental existence. Material world. Bodies. Attraction between the bodies. Earth, water, fire, air, ether. Basically, that's it. Nothing. Body is good. But it's made up of earth, water, fire, air, ether. That's it. So body to body is earth, water, fire is attracted to earth, water, fire. That is reality. There's no love or anything. It's only lust. Only lust. And this body is constantly changing. If I give a watch, right, and if the watch is changing tomorrow like this, and tomorrow a little bit bigger, and a little bit bigger, will you trust this watch? I will not trust it. But we are all trusting the body. I was a small child like that. I had that body, and then I changed into the youth body. Then that did not stop. I became an adolescent body. Then the old body is also coming. Then soon the body will vanish also. So am I attracted to this body, changing body, or the constant soul? Impermanent soul or impermanent body? Body is constant. By the time I started the Bhagavatam and finished it, my body is changed. How many of you agree that? But with the material eyes, if you see, no, I am same person. No, my body has changed. There are so many things happening. I am feeling hungry for prasadam. So that means something is happening inside. Externally, I am the same. But in the macro level, everything is fine. In the micro level, all are moving. You know, this is the way I am attracted to this body. After some time, people have to rush for the bathroom. So, micro level, things are working. Right? Macro level, everything all the same. Oh, everything is good. But micro level, changes are happening every second. But you need a vision to see that. And that vision, you will get by, only by spiritual energy. Not with material vision, what can you see? Material vision, everything is the same. You see only how to enjoy this. Anything you see, how to enjoy this, how to enjoy that, how to enjoy. This is material vision. Spiritual vision is, how can I serve Krishna? That is spiritual vision. How can I use this for Krishna's service? How can I use this for Krishna? How can I use this for Krishna? Material means, how can I enjoy with you? How can I enjoy that? Right? So this is what is happening. So the root cause of our existence is false ego. Right? It completely covers. The pure identity of the soul is covered by false ego. And then it gives a position that you are the center, you are the enjoyer. And you are Krishna, tiny Krishna. So we go about tiny Krishna, enjoy. For that, what is the result in punishment? Sin. Karma. Because material life means sinful life. There's nothing good in the material life. You may talk so many things, I'm a computer engineer, I'm a PhD. Material life means sinful. There's nothing good in the material life. You can say, I am doing karma yoga, jnana yoga. That is also, you know, basically if it is not connected to Krishna, it is sinful life. Because Krishna says, those who eat, you know, without offering any food, those who don't take prasada, they verily eat sin. What does it mean? Is Krishna joking with us? Right? Those who eat foodstuff which is not offered to me, they verily eat sin. What is sin? Any sin means suffering only. You have to suffer. See, is it all worth it? Just for this body, which is made up of earth, water, fire and ether, you see movies, you eat and all that, karma, and again change bodies. Again, next birth, become a dog. A spirit soul, becoming a dog, because of the activities. Okay, so, the point is that, okay, one more thing I forgot before I finish off to another aspect. So, the false ego is there. Now, how this body is made up of? Quickly, we'll see, so that we'll be more attached. We will not be attached to this body. You know, our basic problem is body. Why? Because body is a great intoxication. It is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. This body of ours is an intoxication for us. We think, yes, I can see movie. I can enjoy through that. I can have with the hands I can enjoy, with the legs I can enjoy, with the eyes I can enjoy, with the tongue I can enjoy. So the body is an intoxication. It's like a drug. Right? So Srimad Bhagavatam gives a vision. See the body this way. So tomorrow onwards, all of us, why tomorrow? From 5 minutes later, all of us will see the body in a different angle. Okay, what happens? How the body is created, okay? We should know also, because we are knowing about how the computer is created, how Microsoft is created, but how this body is created, let us see. So after the false ego is there, created, okay, what happens is, the soul is there, then first is the mind, the body senses, mind, and the body itself, right? See, the body is there, and in that we have got senses, right? Eyes, nose, etc. 5 knowledge acquiring senses, 5 working senses, and we got mind to think, processing. Okay? Now this body is made up of false ego and earth, water, fire, air, ether. That is what it is. Everywhere the false ego is there. So my body is made up of false ego and earth, water, fire, air, ether. Why? Because when I die, all earth, water, fire will go back to the respective component. And the soul goes back to the next body. Okay? So, it is made up of false ego, and the false ego will go also. It's a material component. Now, the false ego subtly, it will carry around to the next body. Okay? So, the body is made up of false ego. Then, what is the senses made up of, my eyes, nose, tongue, ear, they are made up of false ego and the mode of passion. Three modes, right? So what happens? The eye always wants more and more. Mode of passion means unlimited desires. That means I want more and more. I want to see more movies. I want to eat more rasagullas. I want to hear more songs. See? So the senses are made up of false ego and mode of passion. The mind is made up of false ego and mode of goodness. So Krishna explains the three levels. The body is made up of false ego and mode of ignorance. That's why we say if you are in a bodily means, that means you are mode of ignorance. Yeah. The body is made up of mode of ignorance, and the mode of ignorance means earth, water, fire, and ether. They're all mode of ignorance component. So the eyes, the senses are made up of false ego and the mode of passion. The mind is made up of false ego and the mode of goodness. So if the mind is corrected, then we'll be in the mode of goodness. That's what Krishna explains. And he explains, Krishna is giving a trick, a secret to Uddhava in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. He's saying, the three modes of material nature is very, very difficult to overcome. So first, you know, he's saying, conquer your lower modes, mode of passion and ignorance. How? By staying on the mode of goodness. You always stay on the mode of goodness, conquer the lower modes, and from the mode of goodness, you practice devotional service. Then it's very easy. He's telling the trick to Uddhava. Why does he say that? He wants to help everyone. Whoever is interested. Whoever wants to have samsara dukh, go that side. Whoever wants sukha dukh, are free from that, you can come there. That's what Krishna is explaining. Right? Okay, we finished that part. Finally, to finish off, a small story. I normally finish that. It doesn't take much. To prove the point that one can never be happy in the material world. You can have fleeting pleasures, but one can never be happy. This is the conclusion, right? Because there is an English proverb. I don't know who wrote that. William Wordsworth or something. The pasture on the other side is always greener. Right? Pasture on the other side. You think, okay, those people are very happy. I am the most miserable person. Or this guy is very happy, but I am the most sufferer. This is the pasture on the other side is always greener. That goes well with the material energy. Okay? So that's a story. Okay? The crow story. This is not the crow story we learned in kindergarten, you know. The crow is coming and putting water. And the water rises, then it drinks and goes. That's not the kind of story. Our story is different. So once there lived a story, a crow in the... I think I've repeated that long time back, but it's worthwhile to listen to that. This crow lived in the forest, very, very happy. Do anyone know that? It has come in the Bhakti Godhead too. Anyone? No. That's good. That makes it a little bit interesting. Now, this crow once lived in the forest. Okay? Now, it was very, very happy all by itself. Because it was thinking, I am the controller, I am the enjoyer. That I am a tiny Krishna, no one to bother happy. Then one day, it saw a swan. The moment it saw the swan, it became upset. I am completely black. This is completely white. So, the swan is most beautiful than me. So, nervous. Material energy. What is material energy? Lust, anger, greed, envy, pride, attachment, illusion. These are all the glories of the material world. Okay? Everything starts from lust. Lust, anger, greed, envy, pride, attachment, and because of that illusion, you are put into the material energy. But spiritual means everything. Patience, tolerance, you know, self-control. Krishna explains 26 qualities for spiritual aspects. But anyway, so it became upset. So it went to the swan and asked, I think you are the most happiest person in the world. You are so beautiful and white. You know, I am completely black. So what do you think? The swan said, yeah. I also thought like that, but I was also thinking, until the day, other day, I saw a parrot with two colors. I have got only one color. So you're not happy too. Yeah. What is the use? I may be completely white. It's only skin deep. And then only one color I've got. I'm not happy. I saw the parrot. The parrot has got two colors. Then the swan, the crow went to the parrot. Okay? And the parrot, oh parrot, I think you are the most happy. You've got, you know, green, beak, etc. So nice. The parrot said, yeah. So what? I was also thinking, but until the other day, I saw a peacock. It has got multicolor. So you are also not happy. No, peacock. Then the crow went to the peacock and he said, I think you have got multicolor. You are the most happy person. Why? Because I thought you were happy. Yeah, I was, because of my beauty, the one fellow put me into the zoo. And people are coming and seeing, you know. He said, won't you think it's very nice? The crow is telling, when I go to a people, they chase me off. Because I'm a crow. Oh, go away. But when you come, they like you. But, you know, yeah, that is a problem. Beauty. See, I've been trapped. The fellow took me in the zoo and put it in the zoo. And everyone is coming and looking at me. I don't have freedom. I wish I was a crow. The peacock is saying, isn't it not that we felt it most of the time? Anyway, I felt it. When I was studying primary school, I thought, I was thinking the secondary school, they are so grown up, they are so nice, they are independent like that. Then when I went to the secondary, I thought the high school, they got some free periods. When I was having secondary school, you know, no free periods, you know, all the time moral science, that one, this one. I said, what is this? No free period. So look at the high school, you know, they got free periods. Then when I went to the high school, I thought, people in the uni, they are so free. They are, you know, they are going in the bus. For me, I have to go in a school bus. What is this? No freedom. Then I went to the uni, I thought, uni I have to study assignments, too much for me. How about working? Working is very good because people can pamper, you know, you've got a wife, you can command a wife. And then after marriage, I thought, oh, I am a servant to my wife. You know, and everything is revolving around money. Is that the existence? Is that I want, you know? I said, no, I wish I was a kid because they have balance, you know, they play for some time, like Amrit. I want to be a kid. Now if I think I'll have one more body, so better I'll not think. So I used to think, oh, kids are better because they have a balance, you know. They play for some time, they work for some time, they've got mother to take care of, see. If I go to my mother, I will, how can she take on her lap? I'm heavier than my mother. So, I was thinking kid is the best thing. So, see, the pasture on the other side is always greener. So one, what do you learn from that? One can never be happy in the material world, but can be completely in bliss. So, if you contact Lord and Lord's devotees, one will be very, very happy. Right? So, some of the people, what they do, instead of rather being blissful with the association of Krishna and Krishna's company, what they do? They're having a miserable life by having repeated birth and death. Samsara dukkha. So don't forget this sloka because it is about forgetting Krishna. Krishna bhuli se jiva anadi bahirmukh atayeva maya tera deha. Maya tera deha samsara dukkha. So if you forget Krishna, if you show your back towards Krishna, then the punishment is you have repeated birth and death. That's a simple punishment. There are more punishment to come, but the simple thing to start is that one. But if you show your face to the beautiful form of Sri Sri Gauranitai, our Radha Ballabha and Jagannath Baladev Subhadra and His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, no more samsara dukkha. Hare Krishna. So I'll stop here. Is there any questions, comments, corrections? Welcome. Okay. Thank you very much. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki Gaura Premanam.